Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Mercury is a documented poison, affecting our bodies with symptoms from bleeding from mouth and ears, rapid heartbeat, high blood pressure, blindness, loss of hearing, impaired memory, disturbed speech, birth defects, and more. It is no wonder that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommends that pregnant or nursing women, women who may become pregnant, and young children completely avoid eating swordfish, shark, king mackerel, and tilefish, eat no more than 6 ounces per week of albacore tuna and 12 ounces per week of shellfish, and otherwise limit seafood consumption of predator species that have revealed dangerously high levels of mercury in their flesh. How has this situation come to pass? Carl Lamborg and his fellow scientists at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts have undertaken serious research in pursuit of an explanation. In a recent report in the Woods Hole publication Oceanus, the mercury cycle is described as an interconnected exchange from Earth to atmosphere to ocean and back to Earth through a system of biomagnification up through the food chain from microorganisms to ourselves and our patterns of living. Mercury enters the atmosphere in part from volcanic eruptions, earthquake, and other natural phenomena, but the largest single contribution is through human activity, about 160 tons a year in the U.S. alone from the burning of high sulfur coal and other fossil fuels and the dumping of industrial waste carried by rainwater to be deposited into the sea. Perhaps the most dramatic historical example of such mercury poisoning was the revelation in the 1970s through the disturbing photographs of W. Eugene Smith published in Life magazine of the deformed children of Minamata, Japan, the site of unregulated mercury-producing chemical plants. Those photographs were so powerful and emotionally compelling that they were removed from public display in deference to the subjects and their families. The Woods Hole scientists are working hard to understand the process, investigating the air-sea exchange, the process of toxic mixing, the concentration in low-oxygen areas in coastal sediments and in a layer between 100 and 1,000 meters in the water column. The research suggests that the conversion of mercury into the more toxic concentrated monomethylmercury and its release is ingested by phytoplankton at the base of the food chain and thereafter amplified upward as it is further consumed by zooplankton, small fish, and larger species where it arrives finally on our table, the ultimate predator. The phytoplankton have 10,000 times more toxin than the surrounding seawater. The biomagnifications then amplify to measured concentration in the meat of shark and tuna of 10 million times, enough to pose health risks to people. Waiting in my doctor's office last week, I noticed a wall poster confirming the FDA cautionary notice. In my wallet was one of those "What fish are safe to eat" cards that carries the same admonition. This is serious business, not something to be denied and dismissed as alarmist or unsubstantiated. Clearly, there is consensus among public health officials that we must pay real attention to these warnings, even if we don't really yet fully understand how the system works. Eventually, we will, however, and we will have another example of how seemingly esoteric science and research can lead to a better understanding of how our ocean world works and how we might modify our behavior to protect ourselves and our children from ignorance and its tragic consequence. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.